Welcome to the Michael Scott Paper Company.
So after last week's debacle, it was a terrible, terrible show. Sorry, Rhodey, that was my fault. I'm actually here with nobody. Rhodey's gone, Chris is gone, and I'm going to talk about coronavirus for an hour and a half by myself. I'm just kidding. Actually, I have someone here with me.
Hey.
For those of you that don't know, that is Caitlin. Yay! Hi, Caitlin.
Hey, what's up?
Long time no podcast. I actually think,
very true.
What, 5 years? 6 years?
At least three.
Wow. Yeah, because that's how long. Okay. But yeah, we're going to talk. We're going to do some casually lit things and casually lit things. And we also have an office bracket that we're going to talk about that we both, I don't think we agreed with how they finished it.
No. The episode they picked was ridiculous. Shouldn't have ever been an episode.
I know so many people love that episode. It's very, so if you don't like The Office, you're probably not going to want to listen to this.
Turn your shit off.
Yep. But you can always go listen to Angela and Jenna Fisher do the Office Ladies podcast, and it makes me want to shoot myself.
Is her name actually Angela?
I believe it is. It is. Because she goes, "Hey, Angela," in a high-pitched voice. Huh. "We're the Office Ladies." It's so bad.
Well, I have not listened to it.
I listen to it every week. Actually, I'm 2 weeks behind because I don't like listening to podcasts for some reason.
Coronavirus.
Yeah, it's ruined everything. Yeah, well, since you brought that up, they are actually recording their little podcast at home now because the two of them can't go to a studio together. Yeah, I don't know. Two people can't.
Shelter in place.
I know. But they've got the money, and they're doing it from whatever. They're doing it from their houses. But they're still doing the Office Ladies podcast. So nobody worry. And it's also funny because people on the internet are tweeting them and stuff like, "How are y'all still doing this?" And they have 6 months or 6 weeks ahead. Like, come on, folks. That's how it works. Unlike us, everybody else has a couple weeks ahead. So when Rhodey can't show up to the podcast, you have something to release. Which, for those of you that are wondering, we are in shelter in place. I think pretty much the whole U.S. is, right?
I think so at this point. If not, very shortly, we all will be.
Which is why Rhodey's not here, because nobody should get a ticket for going to a podcast.
Right.
Oh, man. I just...
We're not an essential job.
Uh-oh. Sorry. Of course, here I am. We should not be doing this. I'm going to the internet to look for something else. Found bad news. Target is officially... Target and Kroger are going to start counting people when they go in the doors. Oh, my God. Yep, so I went to Costco 2 days ago on my lunch break, and they had a line to get in the place because they would only let a certain amount of people in at a time. Oh, my God.
Ugh.
Terrible. And I get it.
Like, so then what's happening to all those people that are just standing in line, congregating together? Because I guarantee they're not standing 6 feet apart, coughing right on each other, spreading it before they go in the building, and then everybody in the building is going to get it too.
Yep. I don't get it. Yeah, here it is. Both essential retailers are leaving no stone unturned in the war.
Just turn it to, everything just needs to turn to curbside pickup until it's over.
Yeah. Kroger is installing plexiglass windows at the registers?
That's a bit excessive.
Whoa. Okay. Why not just close the registers and say self-checkout only?
Yeah, that's like not a temporary fix.
Enter at your own risk. I did forget to tell you, though, when I went to Target, because I had to go to Costco and Target, folks, to get groceries and stuff. The Target lady was like cleaning all the carts like really well and wouldn't let me get a cart until she was done.
When I went to Sprouts the other day, they were cleaning them as well. But I also haven't gotten a cart since all this started. I just carry what I need.
It's probably safer, I guess. Most retailers, yeah, here we go. Target installing plexiglass. No, they're not installing it, but yeah. Our associates are on the front lines ensuring Americans have access to food.
Literally, it should just be order online, stay in your car, we'll bring it out to you.
Put it in your trunk.
Just like when I picked up food yesterday, I ordered it online. I pulled up in the parking lot and some lady brought it out to my car. I didn't even have to get out. That, it was amazing.
That is, yeah, I'm down with that.
Margaritas to go.
Huh. And I think that, well, yeah, sorry. Yesterday was takeout day, so I need to know who got their takeout because we did.
Yeah.
It was very good. We got some Mexican food, chicken enchiladas. Woo! So very good. Ugh. I did. Oh, man. I can't do it. Like, you scroll down to the celebrity news, which is where we usually talk movies and stuff, and the first thing says Jeremy Renner, which is Hawkeye, Marvel, which is another thing we talk like crazy, wants lower child support payments because of the coronavirus. Can't deal with this. I just can't deal with it. But for those of you that do care, the stimulus passed. We're all going to get free money, so go check that out. Yay! Hope you did your taxes, because that's what it's based off of. If you didn't do your taxes, you're not getting any money.
Glad we got ours done.
Yep. We're going to get lots of money. We're going to be so rich. I got a couple of.
To go to all the closed stores.
I guess we could before we get into this office thing, because that's going to take some time. I want to ask you what you think of the new Doom. Since you've had to watch me play it.
Oh, the game?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about a movie, so no. Obviously I haven't watched that much.
No, yeah.
I don't... To me, it looks like Call of Duty with monsters, so...
You know, that's...
Meh.
That's not too far from
definitely
being
not
accurate.
My type of thing.
Yeah, they added a bunch of jumping and climbing and stuff, which is kind of frustrating, but that's...
Or Halo, it looks like that, too.
Yeah, that's kind of funny, because you're not that far off from what it is.
Yeah.
I think so. You wouldn't give it a good score, I guess.
I mean, from a person who doesn't play any video games, no, it's not something entertaining to watch, but I can see how a video gamer would like it, I guess.
Yeah, it's. So, I like it so far. I think I'm on level 2.5 or almost 3. There's lots and lots of upgrades, which is kind of frustrating. It's like, so you'll get an upgrade for your gun, and then you can get upgrades for that upgrade, and then you can get points for those upgrades. It's a little too far out there. And
too
then,
much.
Yeah, and then plus the jumping and climbing. I'm like, I just want to shoot monsters. I don't want to jump into a ravine and climb over here, do a double hop jump to get over here. And
is there a storyline with it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're the marine, and you wake up and the demons have taken over hell and you got to kill them all.
Huh.
And you're in this one, you're actually trying to kill these priests, which I don't know what's going to happen after you kill them, obviously, but I'm trying to kill the priests. You got to find them, collecting parts for my ship, so it'll show me where the priests are.
Huh.
But yeah, no, overall pretty good. I like it. It's about all I've had time to play. I don't play that much anymore, as I have said a million times. Anyways, I wanted to also bring this up. There's a game called Plague. I don't think I've ever showed you that, Caitlin.
No.
Blake and I played this way back when we were doing this thing called Drinks Play. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention that. Sorry, Blake. But we did Drinks Play, and this game, I'm not kidding, you create a virus and you try to wipe out the earth.
Huh. Sounds like our reality at this point.
Yeah, I have it on my phone. It's quite entertaining, but not entertaining anymore. But the people who created the Plague game have made a new version of the game that's going to let you save the planet from a pandemic instead of destroying it. So they felt bad, obviously, and they just reversed the game.
They said it's too realistic now.
Yeah, exactly. So the game came out in 2012, but yeah, I thought that was kind of funny. Now you are the hospitals and the doctors instead of the virus, and you're trying to cure it. Pretty interesting, if you do say so myself.
That's silly. People don't go to play video games to be realistic. I feel like they play them to escape their reality, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's supposed to be, but people think otherwise. Oh no, you're going to kill it. Yeah. You're going to hurt everybody because you played a game. Yes?
Nah.
There was another thing that I wanted to, I guess, moving into the entertainment. We're still in the entertainment industry. Rick and Morty's creator, Justin Roiland, he's a co-creator and voice. He does Rick and Morty's voice.
Mm-hmm.
Created a new show which I actually didn't know about this until today, which is kind of weird. It's called Solar Opposites, and it's about these aliens. Solar Opposites centers around a team of four aliens who escape their exploding homeworld only to crash land into a move-in ready home in suburban America. They evenly split on whether Earth is awful or awesome. So, anyways, it looks like Rick and Morty animation, but it also, like, this kind of looks like Rocco's Modern Life, too, a little bit. Old toads and stuff. Yeah.
That guy looks like Mr. Poopy Butthole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he does. Good call. Huh. It's going to be on Hulu. And I'm like, so this is why we haven't gotten the other four episodes. Yeah.
Of Rick and Morty.
Ooh, I think it's six. Five or six. It might be five. It's more than four. Yeah, that's why. Jerks.
They're busy doing that.
Yeah, we can do a little audio sample here. Hulu won't sue us for very much. Okay. Not much to this. Okay. So it's violent.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! We don't have noses!
Okay. Yeah, that looks interesting.
It sounds like Rick and Morty.
It did, didn't it? The way he was doing that. Oh my god, oh my god.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see a release date.
Anyway, interesting.
Yeah. But Friday, as you pointed out to me, is Ozark season 3.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready for that.
I figured, yeah. We've watched the first two. I think I watched the first one without you.
Yeah. And then you rewatched it with me. And we watched the second season, I think. I need to rewatch the last couple episodes because it's been so long. I don't really remember what happened. Honestly, I thought that was the last season. I didn't realize there was another one coming out, but I'm excited to watch it.
Yeah, Jason Bateman kills it.
Yeah, he does a lot better than I thought he would in that type of show, but he's good.
Yes, he is. I'm excited. I can't wait to see where it goes. The second season at the end was kind of like, so hopefully they can rebound.
Right.
But I am excited. As far as shows go, I mean, we're a little bit of a lull, and then the lull is going to extend because every single show is on pause right now.
Yeah, well, and depending on how long this nice quarantine lasts, we might run out of things to watch.
Yep, which...
Going to have to venture out some.
We'll talk about what we're watching in just a second. I don't want to... Michonne officially left The Walking Dead. That's not a spoiler, folks. You couldn't get on Yahoo or anything without seeing Michonne leaves Walking Dead.
Huh.
But she has signed on to the three movies that Rick is going to be in.
We never even finished watching what's on there after everything happened. It just got stupid. Like,
I think, let's see.
It's not the same show.
Yeah, anymore. We're only 10 episodes behind, though. It's not... We're not...
Yeah.
We're not that far back.
I guess that's true.
We just, I don't know. Yeah. It's weird that the last, it's hard not to say anything.
Yeah, without spoiling the entire thing, it's hard to even talk about. But either way, it got crazy and is not the same. And so.
Yeah, that show.
If you want to watch a zombie show that's not Walking Dead, then watch The Walking Dead.
Because, yeah, it's kind of gone that way. But, and it sucks too, because Opie, Ryan Hurst, he's in it right now, and he's about to be a bigger character, so I'd really like to get back into it.
Honestly, I had high hopes for him in that show and did not really care for what they did with him, and maybe it gets better, but...
Well, I can say it should get better, but of course, because I know which direction it goes if they follow the comics, which they have for the most part. And there's a...
Michonne leaving.
Yeah, her sad story. Oh, no. So the Batman. See, this is what sucks, because we do talk a lot of Marvel. We love all of our superhero stuff. Batman has shut down. The Robert Pattinson has shut down. They're not doing anything. And everything's just shut down. So it's not even worth talking about. At least we'll have this Rick and Morty cartoon to watch. Anyways, so no entertainment news. I mean, it's all shut down. All of it. Concerts. I do kind of think that the bands doing the concerts on Facebook Live is kind of cool. I don't know if you've
seen. Yeah, I saw that. I feel like it was Garth Brooks or something. Mm-hmm. Did one the other day or maybe today. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. But where are they doing them from? Just studios or?
I don't know. I would assume, hopefully, they've done something with production. It's not just them
playing in their bathroom
with a phone on them. Hey, film me. I'm going to do this.
Yeah, no, I think it's pretty cool that they're doing that. And
yeah, I mean, I haven't watched the Garth Brooks one, but a bunch of local bands did some. And I was like, hey, this is interesting.
Yeah.
One of them had like a virtual tip jar where you could tip.
That's dumb. You don't need any more money.
Well, this is for the local bands.
Okay.
Not the
local bands. That makes sense. But if you're like Garth Brooks and you're asking for a tip jar, then get out of here.
Yeah, like the local band of Fort Worth, the cover band, they're called the Dick Beldings. They are thinking about doing something like that.
That would be pretty cool.
Setting up at a brewery or something and playing and filming it, and we can virtually tip them.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Pretty exciting, if I do say so myself. Of course, we're still stuck in no sports world, which makes me sad. I've got nothing on the sports front.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But now we can talk a little bit about what we're watching right now, and that's Breaking Bad.
Yeah, it's when we were just talking about Ozark, actually, when I was thinking about it, I kept getting it mixed up with things that are happening in Breaking Bad. It's a pretty good show. I mean, I had previously watched the first couple of seasons and then, I don't know, got caught up and then never started again once the season came back.
Yeah, I should have listened to you.
It's good. It's good. I will say these last couple of episodes have been kind of boring or bland, I guess. But, yeah.
How would you... it's hard. Like, it has a lot of Sons of Anarchy flavor to it, I think.
Yeah, it's a lot of that. There's a lot of talking. I thought that there would be... I guess I thought I remembered more action in it. And like big scenes like that, but a lot of it is just them talking and making meth.
Dialogue. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of dialogue. His wife, I feel like is turning a corner and becoming kind of a badass, but
yeah.
He's gone a little bit off the deep end at this point. We're in the second to last season?
Season four.
Yeah. Yeah, he's gone a little bit off the deep end and is kind of like getting a little whiny and crazy, in my opinion. But we'll see how it goes, I guess.
Yeah, I'm actually going to make a new podcast intro for the show from that last episode and what he said.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty cool. I mean, the show's been over for years, so there's no spoilers here. But that line was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think it ended in 2013 is what Netflix says.
Yeah, it's been over for a while.
I'm afraid to Google when it ended. It'll say, here's what happened. I actually know part of the ending, folks, but I don't know it all. So let me thrive in that. And then we're going to watch Better Call Saul.
This is one show that the ending was never spoiled for me. So I don't know.
Oh, snap.
I don't know what is going on. I don't know what to expect.
You were super lucky.
I don't read a lot of news and entertainment stories like you do, though, so...
Yeah, that's kind of true. I do a little bit too much of that. That's why I go to the entertainment section on Google News. Also, folks, yeah, Google News is what I prefer. Ooh,
I didn't even know Google News was a thing, so...
CBS is offering... Well, right now, everybody, CBS is offering a one-month free trial. Jump on that so you can watch Picard. We're not finished with it, but we love it.
Picard has been really good. Yeah.
Good stuff. Jump on it.
I will say it made me want to go and like rewatch all the Star Trek shows or whatever. And
yeah,
don't hold up very well. I mean, we did start at the very beginning, and so I guess that makes more sense. But it was painful to get through those couple episodes we watched.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think what the word... I mean, it's a little dated.
But it doesn't hold up. It's just technology has advanced so far and everything special effect-wise that they can do. And then you watch it and you're like, oh, I think I could see the string on that
thing. some of these new shows, the graphics look better than movies.
Yeah.
And we're still watching Dave, of course. And if you guys haven't jumped on Dave, I'm mad at you. Get on Dave.
It's pretty good.
It's on Hulu, FX. Do not let your kids watch it.
No.
It's so bad.
I mean, if you pull up a show and the background is of a guy coming out of boxers and you decide to let your kids watch it, then that's on you.
Yeah, I guess that is true. Okay, I'm looking at the Disney Plus release stuff, and I don't know what any of this stuff is. Wow, I don't know. The worst thing about Brian... See, look, Brian Cranston and... Brian Cranston, dude, he's a great actor. I don't know any of this stuff. Disney announced the debut of Sonny with a Chance on Disney Plus. I don't know what that is. I don't know what Fish Hooks is. I don't know what this show is. So, nothing for me. But Disney Plus is releasing that new movie, Onward.
The Pixar one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch that. It looked... I mean... I don't think it'll be my favorite Pixar movie, but it looked pretty good.
Hey, it's got Tom Holland and Chris Pratt in it. To Star-Lord and Spider-Man himself, which I actually let my son watch a little bit of Spider-Man today, and he froze. It was pretty cool.
He does love Spider-Man.
I'm not forcing it on him too much.
Really. I mean, he comes into this room that is decked out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He sees it all the time.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I'm sure if it was decked out in kittens, he'd love kittens too.
That's been my biggest fear of working from home is having to turn this webcam on and somebody being like, what's in the background? I'm like, nothing.
I never even thought about that.
There's nothing in the background.
Have you done video conferences in here?
Just once, but I was able to turn that to where the only thing you can see is the giant sticker over there. But even that giant sticker, I'm like, that's a little childish, but I'm cool with it.
I mean, not really.
Yep. I have to keep my inner child quiet.
Yeah.
I'm a professional. I don't do things like that.
Ish.
Yeah. Speaking of professional, our good buddy Art, the owner, operator of Village Creek Brewing, which I've heard some things. I'm so excited. He may have purchased some equipment. I may have heard that on another podcast. Heard about him buying a crowler machine from a certain David and Amanda at New Main Brewing, which I'm going to say from New Main Brewing until they tell me I can't. So take that, David. He sent me a message off Facebook saying that RAR had $5 six packs. I was like, no way. And sure enough, I went up there to RAR, which is one of the first craft breweries to DFW area, and was able to get $5 six packs.
I know, it's insane. So, I am definitely liking this, what is it, alcohol to go?
Yeah.
Whole thing. It's pretty, I mean, it's convenient. It makes it a lot easier to do what you need to do, I guess.
And I'm going to say something that I will never, ever probably say again, but thank you, TABC.
I know.
That hurt. That actually hurt my throat and my feet. I think I need to go. Whew.
Yep.
I hate TABC. We have said nothing but bad things about them, but between them and the governor, somebody there said, look, these restaurants,
the world is ending, let them be.
these restaurants are going to hurt. Let's give them something that can drive some business in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely helped the restaurant industry and the local businesses, but also it's just more convenient, and like, if you're not stupid with it and you go home and drink it there, then it's fine. The issue is I can see people going and getting margaritas to go and drinking them on the way home, and that's where the problem will come.
That is a big problem.
But I think in other states you can buy and take things to go as well.
I want to say, I don't know if it's still this way, but 2008, when I was going to Tommy's wedding in Florida, a good friend of mine, it was legal for the passenger to drink in Louisiana, or what states do you cross on the way to Florida? Louisiana, maybe Alabama or Mississippi?
Yeah, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Because you can go, Mississippi.
Well,
and I don't know.
Me being me, let's see, what was this, 11 years ago? So I was 24 years old. I was like, I wonder if I could drink in this state. And I kept looking up the laws and trying to tell Tony to pull over so I could get a beer, and he wasn't going for it, even though I was like, look, it says it's legal. But the passenger could drink, the driver couldn't, obviously.
Yeah.
But
Well, and when I was waiting tables and bartending, the anytime we had people from out of town, they would come in and try and take stuff to go. And because I'm like 90% positive it's legal in other places. So.
No, you're right. No, you're hands down. You're right. I was just confirming what you said. I mean, you can you sit there and drink your beer on the way home if you're riding with somebody, which makes sense.
Yep.
Sorry, TABC is way too tight, but maybe it's the right way. I don't know. I always hate speaking on things that are
controversial.
Life endangering, I guess, because I technically, I'm not qualified.
Yeah.
It's like, I would like to be qualified enough to say, hey, let the passenger drink, but I don't know what the ramifications really are of doing that.
Yep.
I don't have the medical studies. I don't have all the facts in front of me. Maybe what TABC doing is the safest thing to do. I don't know.
Right.
I don't believe it. But what they're doing makes no sense, that breweries can't deliver beer to customers. That doesn't, there's no reason for that not to be illegal. It is still.
Yeah, I mean, either way, you're going to either go to the liquor store and get it or someone bring it to you. I don't see what the difference is. Either way, the end product is you have it at your home and you're drinking it there. Yep. So.
Yeah, I don't. That's all the breweries were. They're begging for, you know, the restaurants are able to do it now, but still can't do it with the breweries. Still can't. Still got to go up there and get it. But hey, that's why RAR gave me $5 six packs. Thanks, RAR.
Yay.
I don't get it. And I think they should be pushed. I think food trucks should be able to pull in their neighborhoods right now and feed all they want to. Not allowed to do that either.
Are they not?
Nope.
Why not? An ice cream truck can do it, so why can't a food truck do it?
I don't know. They've always had to have permit. Some kind of permit or something. There were stipulations. Huh. I'd have to call David here and tell him to remind me what all that was.
Right.
Because I don't remember it exactly and didn't care enough at the time. But I just know that a food truck can't pull into a neighborhood and sell food.
If a taco truck pulled up right now.
Podcast over.
Yep. Sorry.
Sorry. Going to get my whatever it is. I was about to say movie check, and that's a line from Jay and Silent Bob. Yikes. Get my mother movie check. I did. So last, before we get into the office stuff, sorry, folks, I did watch The Hunt, which I'd been really wanting to see. Chris wanted to see it. Ha, Chris, if you're listening, spoil alert. Not really. I'm not going to spoil anything. It was just gory. So basically what it is, these Republicans. No, I got it backwards. These Democrats pick out a bunch of Republicans throughout the U.S. and drop them on land and kill them. And they hunt them, basically. People versus people.
Oh, I watched the trailer of that with you. Now I remember.
And I knew it was going to be... The whole point of it is to be ridiculous, satire, blah, blah, blah. People are all mad. Blah, 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 blah. I was like, it's a joke. That's what it is. It's a joke. That's what most of those types of movies are. They're just jokes. Like that cannibal movie. Yeah, anyways, they're not meant... Saul's not meant to be taken serious. But I watched this, and sure enough, people are blowing up. Limbs are going everywhere. It's so graphic, and people are getting shot. And all the dudes that are like redneck Republicans are acting way over the top. He's like, get this brown son of a gun out of my face, and all this stuff. And the Democrats were acting just as you would expect them to. They're all vegan hippies. But that's what it is. And it was funny. It was entertaining. I would not buy it, and I would not pay to rent it if I was y'all. I would look for Blockbuster. I would look for Blockbuster. If you see a Blockbuster, Chris, anybody out there, stop and pick it up. You know, rent it. Maybe you'll like it. Maybe you won't. You probably won't. So don't do it. That's where I'm going to lean on, is just don't do it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't ask Caitlin to watch it. You would like it for about 10 minutes. It's really stupid.
Probably less than that.
The best part of it is Hillary Swank and the girl from Glow. Dang it, I know her name. Not Alison Brie, but the other one, the blonde one. The wrestling show.
Oh, yeah. I don't know her name, but yeah. I know who you're talking about.
She's the actual main character of this movie. And they have a huge fight that's pretty cool. Pretty choreographed. Yeah, pretty choreographed. Very nice. Anyways, it's almost Matrix quality, I would say.
Huh.
Uh-oh. There is some good news here. The last thing I'm going to talk about. Defending Jacob trailer. Chris Evans' Apple TV movie called Defending Jacob. I'm going to have to check that out and let you know what we think next year. Next episode, watch. If there is a next episode, if we
could be next year,
it might not let us be in the same room anymore. Everybody in the house needs to be in their own room. It's like, how am I supposed to take care of my toddler in the other room?
Vacation.
We don't care. That would be nice, wouldn't it? So have you been able to handle being in quarantine with me and Connor?
I mean, for the most part, you're in here working.
On a podcast. Not really, but.
Yes.
That shows. The effort on this show is showing really bad right now.
Yeah.
Last week was god-awful, and it had nothing to do with Rhodey. It was all me, because I just kept saying coronavirus. I don't think we got through one sentence without talking about it, but no, it's been fun. Like, I don't know. I thought things would be harder than they are, so.
I mean, it's not.
I thought we would argue more.
It's been interesting, I will say. Having a toddler and trying to work from home and do virtual meetings and all of that is a little bit tricky, but
yeah, that part's not fair.
Nope.
It's like you cannot have child care right now because daycares are all closed, but do your job.
Yeah. Well, and he is a very smart child, and he knows when we're busy and wants to just, like I said earlier, I tried to work sitting on the couch with my computer in my lap, and he laid on my keyboard like a cat the entire time. So, yeah, I will say after this, trying to drop him back off at daycare is going to be a hot mess because he's attached to me at the hip at this point. Where I go, he goes, no matter what. So, yeah, it'll be fun.
I don't want to do that either. I'm not going to like when I have to go back to work either.
Oh, I'm excited. I mean, I want to go back to work because I just want, like, normalcy again and to be out of the house. I mean, I stay home summers anyways, but during normal breaks and summers, I can go and walk around Target or the mall or the zoo or wherever I want to go because I can, and at this point you can't. So
yeah, absolutely miss that.
Trying to entertain a 2-year-old for 8+ hours a day is tedious.
In case you guys were wondering and worried about it, Slim Thug, I run the streets all night and day. He has coronavirus.
Oh, no.
I'm so tired of those celeb videos. Anyways, bye, Slim Thug. Yeah, back to normal. I don't know if that's not going to happen for a while.
Mm-mm.
Nope. So, all right, let's talk some Office. Woo! Now, we watch The Office way too much. How many times did you think, whew?
From start to finish? I would say no less than 10 times.
Oh, that makes me sick.
But then we also watch it every night to go to bed.
Yeah.
Like it just plays in the background. And so it's just such an easy show to put on and let it play while you're doing other things. Like just to have background noise, maybe because we've seen it so many times, but also because it's just one of those shows that's like, if I don't watch every single second of it, it's fine.
Yeah.
I will say, no matter how many times I've watched it, I always notice something new, especially in those ending seasons, because we tend to skip a lot after a certain point because we just don't like them. And so we watched the episode with Will Ferrell the other day, and I was like, I'm pretty sure this is only like the third time I've ever seen this episode. And Will Ferrell is one of my favorite actors. And so it's like, wait, you know.
No, I'd love those episodes. I know you don't. I do, which is so weird. So weird that we have different takes on some of these episodes, which is going to be exciting here in a minute. And I just had to look up my favorite scene of all times in The Office.
What's going to happen? I am going to have to fix you, manage you to on a more personal scale, a more micro form of management. Jim, what is that called?
Micro-dement.
Boom. Micro-dement. Yes. Now, Jim is going to be the client. Dwight, you're going to have to sell to him without being aggressive, hostile, or difficult.
This is absolutely my favorite scene probably from the entire Office, and it's not on that bracket. It's like, what the hell? I cannot believe it.
Wow, that's great, because I need paper. Excellent, then you are in luck, because we are having a limited time offer only on everything.
Wow, this is my lucky day.
Ask him his name. What is your name, sir?
I am Bill Buttlicker.
Really, that's your real name?
Really?
How dare you? My family built this country, by the way.
Be respectful, Dwight, please.
Yes, Michael.
The three words that I would use to describe you are arrogant. Well, I can't remember the other two right now, but I don't want to keep playing that so I don't get sued, but there we go. Yeah, The Office. So, yeah, we watch this all the time, way too much.
Yep.
Sad part is we went through these episodes. So there's 32 episodes that the people that the actual NBC Office people, they made a bracket out of them. And we are going to go through here and pick the best episode.
Yeah.
I lost my train of thought on that. But yeah, no, we've watched it a lot. So when we were reading through these out loud, we knew pretty much the majority of them without knowing the names.
Yeah, basically. So what's listed is just the title of the episode itself. And just based on the title, we were able to pick out, 90% of them. There was a couple that I had to look up and like watch a clip of or just read the episode summary of. But yeah, I'm interested to see what you choose and why. Mm-hmm. I will say that I did not agree with a lot of the ones that they made, especially the one that they picked as their all-time best. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So it was a thing they used on Twitter, and there were polls for each thing, which I didn't see how many people voted on each one of them. So you could go in there and vote. And I don't even know if you could vote more than once. Since it was on Twitter, I'm sure you could. And it makes sense that Dinner Party won because it's on Twitter.
Dinner Party was their number one favorite. Ugh. I don't understand why that makes sense, though. Do people on Twitter like bad things, I guess?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you didn't know that. Yeah. Twitter's evil.
I don't use Twitter, so who knows?
Twitter is the
worst
rear end of the internet.
Yeah.
It is terrible. So it kind of made sense.
So, yeah, the first two episodes we're choosing from are Dinner Party and The Client. Do you remember what both of those are?
Yeah, Dinner Party is the big fight between Jan and Michael, and The Client is, I believe, when Tim Meadows comes in and Michael Scott sells to him at Chili's.
At Chili's, yeah, the baby back ribs one. Yeah.
Which I think this is absolutely hysterical, because The Client is one of my favorite episodes because you get to see Michael actually, it's one of the few times you get to see him actually work.
Yeah, he does a really good job, and it's funny, like, the way he makes Jan, he just makes that, like, random noise to stop her from talking when she's trying to bring the sail back up, and he's like, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And then, of course, him actually selling and getting it, and then they make out, and isn't that the one where Dwight sleeps under that, like, foil blanket on the couch? Because Michael never comes back. And yes, because then Jan is getting out of the taxi cab looking through the window, and Angela's coming in, giving her a bad look too. And
creepy.
So yeah, between those two, what do you pick?
What sucks is because I know that Dinner Party is probably a better, the reason that's also people's favorite is because it's probably a better episode, because it's better acted, more work, more writing, blah, blah, blah. But I like The Client better. If you gave me a choice of those two on a desert island, I'm picking The Client.
So I went at it a different way. I chose Dinner Party.
No.
I hate that episode, but it's so cringeworthy, mm-hmm, and like so well acted. I chose it over The Client.
There you go.
So yeah, Dinner Party is mine.
Yep. I would always like that scene with Tim Meadows. And like I said, that, and
I also don't care for Tim Meadows. He kind of creeps me out like a lot.
It's the ladies man though. He can get what he wants.
He's a weirdo. Yeah. So next two are Booze Cruise and Casual Friday. So Booze Cruise, obviously they go on the Booze Cruise. That's where they're talking. Jim and Pam are talking about picking a day. Not Jim and Pam. Pam and...
well, they're not really talking about picking a day.
What is his name?
Roy.
Roy, yes. Pam and Roy. They set a day. Jim has his girlfriend, that girl that sells purses, on the trip as well. He actually breaks up with her then.
In a very, very weird way.
Yeah, it's, he's terrible. Just like, it was very awkward.
I always know it was purse lady.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Casual Friday is after the Michael Scott Paper Company comes back. They reinstate Casual Friday and they get in the argument about nobody's outfits are appropriate. That whole
What's thing. The main story of that episode?
What's that called when people are like trying to overthrow you?
Yeah.
Cause they like go and meet in the warehouse and,
Oh yeah. Yeah. So it's the salespeople mad because
because Ryan and Pam come back as salespeople. And then Meredith shows up and she's like, I don't know. I just saw people gathering. I thought there was a dog fight or something.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. So between those two, Booze Cruise and Casual Friday, what did you choose?
Booze Cruise.
What? I chose Casual Friday.
Boy, we're learning some different things here.
Yeah. So we are...
Casual Friday is boring to me. Booze Cruise was
okay.
Kind of...
So the only reason I chose Casual Friday is because it sticks out. I hate her anyways, but...
Meredith getting naked.
No. When...
Kelly says, Meredith,
where are your panties? And she's like, what? It's Casual Friday.
It's casual day.
Oscar can wear open-toed shoes.
Yeah.
That whole scene. That is why I chose that, because I just felt like that was better than Booze Cruise.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I'll sit on that. Now the next one is Money and Goodbye Michael. Money. You had to look this up, and it's already left my head again.
Money is the one where Dwight has the bed and breakfast. Jim and Pam go and stay there. Isn't it the one where they go broke?
Jan, now living with Michael, forces costly changes in Michael's life. This causes Michael to worry about his financial situation. To remedy the problem, Michael leaves work a little early for his late night job as a telemarketer.
Yes.
When Ryan finds out, he forces Michael to quit. Oh, that's right. Ryan's the boss during this.
Yeah, and he's like, he does the PowerPoint presentation and Michael goes, PowerPoint. And he's like pointing at people.
Yes.
I did that the other day in front of somebody and they looked at me like I was insane.
And he has to... When he opens it, he's like, it's going to update. That'll take 5 or 6 minutes.
Okay, so 10 or 12 minutes. Let's just take a short break.
Yep. Yes. Ooh, that one's tough.
Yeah, now, so that one and then Goodbye Michael.
I hate Goodbye Michael.
I knew you were going to say that. That is one of the episodes we always, always skip because Jason hates it.
I hate all of the episodes like
so
that.
So that's the one where he proposes, right?
I'm trying to... Goodbye, Michael. No, the episode was written. 22nd... Wow, there's no synopsis for it. It's Michael arrives at work for what he claims to be his second to last day. Yep. So this is after to live with his fiance. As the day progresses, he tries to say goodbye. He gets the knitting blah, blah, blah. Phone call from Holly reveals that it is his last day. And his little goodbye with Jim that makes me want to stab myself in the heart.
Yeah, the whole thing is like super depressing. Just for that reason alone, I mean, I like the episode and it's very well written, but I chose Money.
Yeah, I would probably do the same thing. I don't need all that sadness.
Yeah. I chose Money because he like of the PowerPoint thing. That was hilarious. Maybe I'm getting them confused. Maybe it wasn't the episode where they went and stayed at Dwight's farm.
No, that wasn't on there.
Huh.
The Money?
Yeah.
Nope, it was... Hey, that said it was an hour long. He hops in a train to run away.
Yeah. I just am thinking of the wrong episode.
It says, after a pep talk by Jim, Dwight returns to his normal annoying self to Jim's pleasure. Jim and Pam... Oh, no, you're right. You're completely right. Pam and Jim visit Dwight's family farm, which he fashioned into a bed and breakfast.
Okay, yeah.
The thing is, this was an hour long episode. Oh. So you got a lot more time. It was 42 minutes long. Remember during season four, when Ryan is the boss. Yeah, when Ryan was the boss, that season four was during the writer's strike.
Yeah.
All that stuff was all.
Yeah, it was like craziness.
Lots of longer episodes and whatnot.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So I chose Money between the two of those.
All right.
The next two are Niagara and The Deposition. Niagara is a two-part episode. It's when they are, Jim and Pam are getting married. They go and do the I don't know, the wedding in Niagara Falls. Andy tears his scrotum. They get married at that church. And actually, it turns out that they get married on the boat in Niagara Falls first, because the wedding just, you know, is an office wedding, basically. They do that whole dance down the aisle thing, which I loved. I thought was super sweet. You know, it's like the ending, not the ending, but like Jim and Pam's great love story or whatever. It's them getting married. The deposition is the one where Jan is suing the company for being fired. And he's, Michael Scott's being deposed and having to like testify on her behalf, basically. And she brings his diary that he keeps under her side of the bed because he doesn't like the lump. And it in there talks about how, him and Jan get together, but also about Ryan and how he's like good, nice and handsome and all of this stuff. And they think it's another woman, and Toby just cracks up. So, between the two, Niagara and Deposition. Deposition was hilarious and I loved it, but I have to vote for Niagara because I love that they go to, Niagara Falls and get married on the boat and then come back. I thought it was so cute.
Yep.
I cry every time I watch that episode. It's like
the only complaint that I have about that episode, period, is the fact that Anna Camp, who is actually, well, I don't know if she was big then, but she's kind of a bigger celebrity, and she just shows up for two episodes of The Office and gone.
As her sister, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, here's Anna Camp, and she's gone. But they did the same thing in Friends when, Reese Witherspoon is in one of them, and the other one is the girl from Kelly Bundy. God dang it. I know Christina Applegate. Yep. Both of them show up as Rachel's two sisters. But I had found out that whichever one came first was supposed to repeat and then couldn't. So they brought the other one in. That's how that happened. Mm-hmm. But I don't like that. Sometimes I don't. I'm like, this is your sister. We've never talked about her. And here's this big A-list actor. And she's gone.
Yeah. Well, and it's Pam's new mom. And the first season, it's a different actress that comes and visits her at work as her mom in the sexual harassment episode. And then...
good call.
God, I know way too much about this show. And then it's a different actress later on at their wedding. So, yeah, which one did you choose? Niagara Falls or Deposition? Yep. Niagara Falls?
And I can tell you that the original mom wanted to come back, but she could not. Scheduling conflicts.
What else was she in?
I don't know. All I know is what Angela Kinsley and Jenna Fisher told me on The Office Ladies.
Okay. Because
they got to the first episode with Pam's mom.
Ah.
The next one is quite interesting. Drug Test, which is like season two. It's an earlier episode. And Garage Sale. But... so Drug Test, basically Dwight finds the weed and then he wants to test everybody in the office, and Michael begs him for pee.
Because he thinks he gets high off of a clove cigarette at an Alanis Morissette concert.
Alicia Keys, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know.
So Garage Sale, and this isn't even close to me. Garage Sale destroys that because of the Professor's Lagoon. Dang, man. Professor Bean's Magical Lagoons.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what the name is, but that whole storyline of him trying to like trade up of, he started with a paperclip and ended up with whatever, and Jim convinces him that it's these like magical beans that he's tried to get rid of over and over. And that one, yeah, it definitely crushes the Drug Testing. Drug Testing was funny, but like, there's just no comparison there.
It's Professor Copperfield's Miracle Legumes.
Yes.
Jim says, I was in Jamaica and I got lost and it was getting dark this one night. Out of nowhere, this guy comes with a cart and he's selling these. Dwight, he told me things about myself that there's no way he could have known. So I buy some, I turn the corner, I feel like an idiot, so I go to get my money back. He's gone. So you want to sell me magic beans? Dwight asked him that. He's like, correction, I do not want to sell you these Professor Copperfield's magic legumes. And then he makes them disappear, wads them up, and puts out a new package, and And at the end, remember the end after the or before the credits, Dwight plants them and then Jim replaces them all with trees.
Yes.
And he does the jump kick.
Yes.
Clicks his heels together. So to me, it's not even close. Yeah, Garage. No. I love Garage Sale.
So good.
It's well written.
It really is. Yeah.
We're going to have to speed up a little bit. The Benihana Christmas.
Oh, I hate that episode.
Which one is that?
That's the one where he gets drunk at Benihana. And
oh, God. Yep.
They bring the people back with the bicycles and stupid. Ugh,
that's one of the first heavier Andy stupid episodes.
Ugh. Andy can suck it.
And then Xmas Party is...
Christmas Party, that is the one where they have the Secret Santas and Jim has Pam and he gets her the teapot.
The
and
iPod,
then
yeah.
Yeah, he's like, oh... has the $300 iPod gift for Ryan, and then he switches it up and is like, never mind, let's do a white Christmas or something. He calls it something else. Yeah.
So they can claim the gift.
Yeah. So between the two, I would say Christmas Party because I hate the Benihana.
Hands down.
Yep.
Hands down.
Next is murder and sexual harassment. So murder is when there's been a murder, that episode.
Stupid accent.
Yeah. in the Savannah, that one. And then sexual harassment is when someone in the company, some random person quits and says it's because of sexual harassment. And then Toby comes in and says, you know, I have to do this refresher. And Michael somehow gets it in his mind that he needs to hire his own lawyer. And then so, Jan comes in with the company lawyer, and that's right. when he says there's no more, that's what she said. And Jim gets him to say it one more time.
Yep.
So between the two of those, I chose sexual harassment.
Yeah. Murder's stupid. The only, like, they're all worried about the company being sold, and then it's just dumb.
Yeah, that whole thing I think is stupid.
The only good part I like is at the end when they're all finger gunning each other, and
yeah,
and then you see Pam in there, and that was unexpected.
Yeah,
like, oh, she's playing too.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, injury. Michael grills his foot. I don't even think we got to describe that. Everybody knows that one quite well. Michael loves the smell of bacon, so for some reason, sets his grill on the floor in the morning and puts the bacon on and puts sleep on his alarm clock and goes back to sleep.
Uh-huh.
Oh God. But he ends up stepping on it and burning his foot, which I believe there's a call back to that with the bachelor party, when it's one of my favorite moments too. When Michael's making pork chops for Bob Vance's bachelor party and
steaks. Yeah.
And Ryan goes, is that the grill you grilled your foot on? And he says, like, I wiped it off or something.
I cleaned it.
Yeah. Something funny. And you said Fun Run is the actual rabies one.
Yeah, it's the Michael Scott, the 30 word name Fun Run Race for the Cure episode, where he carbo loads with fettuccine alfredo and then throws up everywhere.
Yeah, well,
so gross.
And it starts off with him hitting Meredith with a car, which is,
yeah,
I guess, yeah, I don't know. That one's pretty, it's pretty easy though. Like, Fun Run's good. I'm not going to doubt it, but I have got to go with the injury.
I chose injury because that's the one too where Dwight gets the concussion and is like super nice to Pam and calls her Pan, I think, at one point. And then Michael's trying to like put his foot up in the MRI or x-ray machine. So that whole thing. I chose injury as well.
That is one of my favorite.
And then Dwight steals that's what she said joke, and he gets all angry about it. Yes. So the next two are Alliance and Recall. So Alliance is one I actually had to look up. It was at the beginning, like season two, one. Yeah.
This is the fourth episode of the first season.
Yeah. It's when they're worried about downsizing, and Dwight approaches Jim and says we should create an alliance because of the downsizing. And I believe this is the one where it ends up with Dwight sitting on the roof and he's like dyed his hair blonde, right?
Yep.
Yes. And then the recall is the one with the obscene watermark in the paper, and they have to recall all the paper. And Creed is like, the one 6 month period where I never checked the paper, did my quality check. So out of those two, I chose Alliance. Because I thought it was funny that Dwight dyed his hair.
This is also the episode where Michael donates the money to Oscar's nephew charity.
Oh yeah, the
he
run.
He says $20. He doesn't realize it's $20 a mile.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, wow, high roller.
And they have a birthday party for Meredith.
Yes, and he wants an ice cream cake, even though she's allergic to dairy.
Oh yeah, and he agonizes over writing in her card. Anyway.
Yes.
Did you say you went with Alliance over Recall?
Yep.
Yeah, Recall's stupid. And that whole, I think you brought it up, but the whole him and the girl, so stupid. I do not accept your apology. Shut up.
Yeah, where they bring that lady in and she's still all angry about it. And they have like the reporter there and they put that plant in front of Phyllis to cover up. Yep. Stupid.
Yep.
Alliance.
This next one's not fair at all. Casino Night's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
Surplus is
annoying.
Yep.
It's annoying. The whole thing.
The only good part of Surplus, the only part that I like is when he brings Hank up. Yeah. I like the whole episode, folks. You got to hear us out, too. We like most of these episodes. We're just trying to actually get down to the nitty gritty here. But I love the part when he brings Hank up there and Hank's like, let me sit in one of those chairs. Let me see that copier. And he's like, okay, pick. Let me see that copier again.
Yeah, and then he's like, okay, leave.
Get out of here. Yeah.
Yeah, and Casino Night is where he invites Jan and Carol. Carol, right? The guy, the lady that sells his house?
Yep, he's playing a fair.
Or his condo, yeah. So he has both of them. But I chose Casino Night because that's when Jim and Pam finally kiss, and he expresses his feelings for her, and it's like the beginning of their relationship. So that's why I chose it.
Yeah, that's not even, like I said, it's not even hard for me. I love from people that don't notice, Kevin goes full on poker player, like right straight, like he just walked out of Vegas.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Halpert.
Yeah, it's, and like, he like talks about how he won something, so he's like, yeah, I'm good. And then he loses and he's like, I guess not.
Ooh, this next one's bad. I'm gonna say something that you're probably not gonna like. I don't like any of the Dundies episodes.
What?
I don't like them.
I like the first Dundies episode, which is this one. It's between the Dundies and Business School. Because how drunk Pam gets and gets kicked out of Chili's and banned for life. I love that.
I like that. I don't like Michael and the awards and Dwight.
Yeah. I liked that. Business school, I thought was stupid, where Ryan takes him to class with him so he can get a letter grade up or whatever.
Yeah.
So I chose Dundies.
Yeah, I would choose the same. Business school's a boring episode, and you have to deal with, like you said, the only good part about that's the candy bars that he's throwing at people, and he's ripping that kid's college book. Let me see that book. You don't need this. You won't learn anything in that book.
Yeah.
Just Michael being Michael. What's the B story in that episode? What's happening at the office during all that business?
That's when they do the Olympics.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Now that I remember that, I almost want to change my answer.
Let me make sure you are. I mean, I'm not doubting you. I'm just to speak it as business class.
You are doubting me.
No, you're right. Oh, my God. No. Dwight discovers a bat in the ceiling, too. Jim. Oh, God. Pam, in the meantime, invites her coworkers to her art show after the show. This is not the Olympics.
Okay, yeah, it's not the Olympics.
Yeah. Olympics is season two. This is seventh episode of the third season.
Yeah.
Pam. So, yeah, this isn't as good. The art show's not good either. That part's not good, except for Michael being a nice guy.
Yeah, that's when she got back with Roy.
Ugh. Oh, but, what? Oh, crap. This is Jim pretending to be a vampire, though. Ooh.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
The crucifix, it's so bright.
Your garlic bread, it burned me.
It's so hot.
But this garlic bread is ice cold. And they're acting so bad.
Yeah, Ed Dwight's buying it all.
Yep. He's such an idiot.
But yeah, no, I'm with you. I got to go Dundies.
Yep, sticking with Dundies. The next two are Threat Level Midnight and The Job. So Threat Level Midnight is the one where they actually act out the whole Threat Level Midnight that Michael writes. And then The Job is the one where they are actually interviewing for the job, right, in New York?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say I chose The Job. The threat level midnight was funny, but it was kind of silly that they took the whole episode to do that. I like the job because Jan gets fired and that whole mental breakdown thing was funny. But then also when Jim comes back and makes the date with Pam.
Yeah.
I loved that part.
And don't forget that Michael sells a condo on eBay.
Oh, yeah.
Because he knows he's getting that job.
Yeah. I withdrew from the and running.
Kevin asked Jim, who's prettier, Karen or Pam?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Pam's, yeah, he gets a little inappropriate.
Pam's taller.
And also, Michael comes back, or Jan comes back. Oh, yeah, this is where Jan releases the twins.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because they get back together, like, right before, and she yep. shows that she got a boob job, and...
Yep, that's what, and Michael's all excited about it, and he's... It's not because of that when, yeah, anyways, yeah. Yep. And then you find out at the very end of this episode, which was a season finale, third season, you find out Ryan got the job.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine what it was like for you folks that watched this live that had to wait a year for the resolution on that.
Right.
Woo.
Yeah. No.
But yeah, it's absolutely the job. Sorry, threat level midnight. You're good.
Right. Okay, so next is safety training and bros.
I think we only need to say one thing about safety
training. Literally, Dwight, you ignorant slut.
Yep.
That's my favorite line in the entire show. Hands down, that's the winner right there.
You feel as strongly about that as I do, Mr. Buttlicker.
It's stupid. I'm not even going to explain it. The next two are the finale and Branch Wars, obviously the finale. And then Branch Wars is where they do the panty raid on Utica because they're trying to take Stanley.
You know what's bad?
What?
I don't like the finale that much, but I do like Creed singing the song. And
I like it just because I felt like it was a good ending. And I like that they brought Michael back for the wedding and all of that.
Ooh, the finale. Just thinking about it. The finale's
better. It's another one of the episodes that we hardly ever watch because Jason refuses to watch finales. But I like it better.
Yeah, no, the finale wins this. Branch Wars is kind of... It's funny silly. When they throw his phone out, though, and he's like, it's got all the photos of my brother's new baby. And it's also... really good when Karen says, Jim, if you wanted to talk to me, all you had to do was call or whatever.
Right.
And he's like, nope.
Right.
Dating Pam.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yep. Okay, so the next two. Oh, this is the worst episode ever. Scott's Tots and Diversity Day. So Diversity Day is, I had to look this one up. It's where he like hires an outside consultant.
Mr. Brown.
Yeah, to help. And then he makes everybody put up the post-it notes on their foreheads.
Yep.
About what they are, like Italian or Mexican or whatever, and they had to go around and like describe each other. I chose Diversity Day because literally Scott's Tots is the worst thing I've ever seen. It makes me so uncomfortable to watch it.
Well, see, and I've told you this before, and I'm standing by this. The B story on Scott's Tots is probably the greatest B story that exists in The Office.
I don't even remember what it is, though.
I've told you. We watched it. I was like, I liked it. So this sounds funny, folks, but I literally will watch this episode, fast forward through the Scott's Tots parts and just catch the other parts because it's where Dwight manipulates Jim into starting an employee of the month. And then, and then adds the cash prize to all this stuff, does all this stuff. He's using Andy there to build this giant plan, and Jim awards himself employee of the month. And then he's like, this was an accident. I'm so sorry. This was wrong. So he does it again, and then he awards it to Pam. And then Dwight orders the cake. That's the icing on the cake, of course, is they show up with this cake with Jim's face on it. Employee of the month. Congratulations.
Yeah. I forget about that because I purposely skip that episode every time it comes up because it's so awful that I forget that part of the show.
Kind of fast forward.
Ugh.
So Scott's Tots wins that just because of that B story. Scott's Tots won't make it very far, but it beats Diversity Day.
See, I chose Diversity Day.
I know you did, and I understand. Like, I hate Scott's Tots too, but yeah. I love that when he shows up with a cake.
Yeah.
It just flew. And then right here we have, I think, the only episode in this entire list that doesn't have Michael Scott in it is Pool Party. It's weird that they would choose that one out of all the...
all the others, yeah.
Why can't I think of his name right now? The CEO. Jeez.
Robert California.
Thank you, yeah. Out of all of Robert's episodes, the one that gave him this Pool Party.
Ugh, which is so boring. Gross. I hate that episode too. Yeah, so it's between pool party and stress relief. Stress relief is the one where they do the, it's a two-part episode as well, where he sets the office on fire and does that whole thing. And then Stanley gets the heart attack, and then he's wearing that thing that like is, I guess, showing his heart rate or something. And it goes up every time, that Michael Scott comes near him. I chose stress relief over a pool party because it was so much better.
Damn. Yep. I got a good, it's obviously stress relief. Pool party's also, hey, Andy is a lead character.
Yep.
Which I think I've said it before, but I'll say it again out loud. The more that I watch the show, and me and you talk about this all the time, babe, the more that I watch this show after Michael leaves, the more that I'm hating Andy, the more that I'm even hating Andy in the, I hate him more every time I watch the show.
He's just so awful. Like,
it's worthless.
Him and Aaron, and we were talking about this last night, the characters I hate the most. Andy, Aaron, Kathy, F. Kathy. I hate Kathy. Her so much.
Kathy's the best.
Nellie. She's terrible. Horrible. And what is his, Idris Elba, what does he play?
How dare you?
I hate him too. And Robert California, all of them.
You don't like Robert California?
No, he's so weird.
That's the point of it, though.
I mean, he's good at being weird, but he just, ugh. And I don't like how, what is the guy's name that Idris Elba plays?
I'm kind of mad at myself, only because you're asking. Also, Idris, I spelled his name way wrong. I apologize, Idris Elba. It is, Jesus. Charles Minor.
Yes, Charles Minor. Minor, I hardly knew her. That's what
I can't. I can't believe that episode isn't on this bracket. I mean, you got Jim in a tuxedo.
I know.
Michael with the bagels. Michael crying.
Is it classy enough?
When Michael cries, though, when he's like arguing, you don't even know paper.
Yeah, I like that.
And he drives to. Yeah.
I don't like how mean Charles Minor is to Jim. Yeah. He hates him so much, and I hate that. I just don't like it. It's uncomfortable.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
We are down to our second row now of...
We can go...
The Office.
A little bit quicker here, so because we don't have the...
Yeah, we've kind of described all of them, and now we are just choosing...
Ours are going to be different because mine's The Client and Booze Cruise. I don't think either one of those made your list.
No, mine is The Client and Casual Friday.
I thought you picked Dinner Party over The Client.
Oh, I did. Sorry, I did. I crossed out the wrong one. It was Dinner Party, yes. Party and Casual Friday.
I've got The Client and Booze Cruise, and I'm going with The Client.
And bam. I went with Casual Friday, so.
Casual Friday beat out Dinner Party. Take that. Yep.
And then the next two, I have Money and Niagara Falls.
I don't understand why Money just keeps leaving my brain.
It's when they go to the stay at his house.
Yeah. Oh, that's so crazy. It's crazy that I'm Googling this stuff. And so you Google Money, The Office, and instead of giving you the synopsis, it says Money is the 7th and 8th episode of the 4th season of the American comedy and the show's 16th and 21st episode overall. It aired on a, like, why? I don't need all that crap.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Money and Niagara. It's got to be Niagara for me.
Yep, Niagara for me as well.
Congratulations, Jim and Pam's wedding.
Then it is Garage Sale and Christmas Party. We were the same on both of those.
Yep, and I jump at the garage sale.
Yep, I chose garage sale as well.
I'm all about those lagoons.
Then we're down to sexual harassment and the injury.
Oh, that's a little tougher.
I chose the injury.
That is where I was going. That damn foot.
Yep.
The other one that's not, the whole company picnic is in here either. That's a great one.
I know, it's so awkward. okay, so next we have Alliance and Casino.
Yeah, that's, like I said, Casino just kind of gets a free pass there.
Yeah, between the both of those, I chose Casino. Then it goes down to the Dundies and the Job.
Dundies and the Job. And see, my brain is messing with me right now because the Job has left me again.
The Job is where they go interview.
Now I know why it's called the Job.
Why?
Well, There's two reasons why.
Trying to get the job?
The boob job.
Oh. I never put that together.
I didn't either. The boob job and they're trying to get the job.
That's funny.
But yeah, I'm going, I would go with the job probably.
See, and I went with Dundee's there, so.
You skipped Pam and Jim's first date. Take that. Take that, Kaylin.
Yeah, I did. Because she gets so drunk, it's funny.
That's yeah, that's good. Safety training in the finale. Now that sucks.
I chose safety training. Literally, I love that. It's just, I can't even beat it. Dwight, you ignorant slut.
And Michael trying to touch the baler.
Yeah, it's just so funny. And he's like seasonal depression and he tries to jump off the building onto the dang blow up house. And
damn.
Oh, they try and bounce off the watermelon and it hits Stanley's car.
Yep.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So I chose safety training.
And that's where I would go to. I just.
Yep. Then it's diversity day and stress relief. I chose stress relief.
You're going to be really mad because Scott's Tots beat stress relief for me.
What?
I'm telling you.
So that's another one we didn't.
We're going to, after this,
on.
After this, we're going to watch Scott's Tots and I'm going to fast forward through the uncomfortable
See,
parts.
I like that part, but.
So you can remember how awesome the episode is.
Yeah.
Anyways, the client in Niagara. Whoo, for me, that's.
Oh, see. So you have the client in Niagara. I have Casual Friday in Niagara.
Yep.
And Casual Friday won for me.
Niagara. Whoa. Casual Friday beat out Jim and Pam's wedding?
Yep.
Damn.
Yep.
Jim and Pam's wedding is on in mine. I've got garage sale and injury.
Yep. I chose garage sale over
I
injury.
I did too. Casino night and the job. Whew. Casino night.
See, I had Dundee's there and I chose the Dundee's.
Damn. Dundee's killing everybody in your bracket.
I know. It's funny.
Then I've got safety training and Scott's Tots. And finally, Kaylin, you can rest in peace because safety training
Good.
Moves on. What about you?
We're down to what, four?
Yeah,
right? So I have Casual Friday, Garage Sale, and then Dundee's against safety training.
Oh, wow.
And you'll have...
Niagara against Garage Sale. Oh, Garage Sale. Gosh, dang it. That sucks. Those lagoons, man. I can watch the lagoons all the time.
Yeah, so I chose garage sale on those, on that too.
And then I'm sitting on casino night and safety training, and that is, whew, that's rough. That's hard. Man, shouldn't be this hard.
So I chose safety training. So between the two final episodes I have are garage sale and safety training.
Yep, I think I'm gonna. I don't. So I'm trying to think. Like, if I was stuck, would I want to watch Casino Night or no safety training? Yep. So I've got safety training, garage sale, and garage sale. You are my winner.
Garage sale is your winner.
Yep.
Safety training is my winner. We came down to the final two that were the same.
That's weird, isn't it?
I chose safety training, and you chose garage sale.
Yep, which makes sense because you love.
I just can't get over it. The way he says it is so funny. And it's just like a, what a thing to say to someone. Dwight, you ignorant slut. That should be your next intro.
Yep. Woo. Yeah. So we should try to compare this to their bracket if I can. I don't even know where it went, but they let Dinner Party somehow win that.
I don't even know how Dinner Party won. Well, yeah, look at it and see what Dinner Party beat out, I guess.
Yep. I am. Is this? I'm probably looking at some old thing. Yep, 2 years ago, blah, blah, blah. I have to go to the office Instagram. I don't know. But yeah, if you are wanting to see the bracket they did, it's on the official office Instagram, the Office NBC. Since they're so cool and all that jazz. Let me see if I can. So Dinner Party beat the client, then it beat Booze Cruise, and then it beat Goodbye. Goodbye Michael made it all the way up there. Ugh. The Dundies made it.
Dinner Party, in my mind, wouldn't have beaten Goodbye Michael.
Oh, but hey, Stress Relief was there. So it came down to Dinner Party versus Stress Relief as their final two.
Did what?
Stress Relief died on mine pretty quickly.
Stress Relief made it to the final. Uh, like final eight or whatever.
Yeah. So they threat level midnight beat the job on theirs. Damn, the Dundies was the Dundies made it to their final four. Their final four was the Dundies, Dinner Party, the Injury, and Stress Relief.
Yeah, and my final four was Casual Friday, Garage Sale, Dundies, and Safety Training.
Did they let Garage Sale get killed that fast?
Yeah.
Where's Garage Sale? Oh my God, they let drug testing beat Garage Sale.
What?
Yeah. What's wrong with you people? Whew. Yeah, this is a very boring bracket.
Yeah, who even voted on that?
Product Recall beat the Alliance.
That episode was just not that great. I mean, it was funny, but it was not that great.
Nope. You're right. Safety Training beat Broke. The finale. They let the finale beat. Well, we did that too. Scott's Tots. They didn't let that beat Diversity Day. Whatever. I liked it. Like I said, the B story is one of the best. And I invite you folks that haven't watched Scott's Tot in a long time to watch it and fast forward every time you see Michael's face.
Yes.
Then you'll be all right.
Unless you just want to, like, have an awkward half an hour.
I want to make it, like, cut it and put it on YouTube for fun, but I don't know if I'll get in trouble. But it'd be fun. It's like, here's the real version of Scott's Tots.
Scott's Tots minus the crappy part.
Minus the tots.
Right.
Anyways, I think that's it for us tonight. Kaylin, Thank you for doing this with me.
You're welcome.
If Rhodey and Chris can't come back, we're going to have to figure something
out. You may hear my voice again sometime soon, since we're under lockdown.
No podcast.
Shelter in place.
I think I got asked by a couple of our listeners, please don't quit right now. So this was my answer to not quitting. Next week's won't be so office heavy. Maybe we'll do something else. I don't know. I'll figure something out. Caitlin will figure something out. And tonight's episode was brought to you by RAR. I had the green can. I can't think of it. And also the Texas Red. Very good.
And some Chardonnay.
Ooh, yes. Don't forget that. But we are going to go watch Breaking Bad while I post this episode. So thanks, everybody. Y'all do what you do. And well, I guess you can't really do anything right now.
Yeah. Stay safe and wash your hands.
Yeah. Bye.